that we continue the spiritual journey of Sister Faustina. That second conversation, this time is a soul striving after perfection. Do you strive for perfection? Yes or no? You see how the dialogue between Jesus and her soul. Jesus says, I'm pleased with your efforts, O soul, aspiring for perfection. But why do I see you so often sad and depressed? Tell me, my child, what's the meaning of this sadness and what is its cause? And respond, Lord, the reason for my sadness is that in spite of my sincere resolutions, I fall again into the same faults. I make resolutions in the morning, but in the evening, I see how much I have departed from them. She was sad because she couldn't manage to finish to be a saint. She feels sad in this way. And Jesus says, you see, my child, what you are of yourself. The cause of your faults is that you rely so much upon yourself and too little on me. But let this not sadden you so much. You are dealing with the God of mercy, which your misery cannot exhaust. Remember, I did not allot only a certain number of pardons. Respond, yes, I know all that, but great temptations assail me, and various doubts awaken within me, and moreover, everything irritates and discourages me. Jesus says, my child, know that the greatest obstacles to holiness are discouragement and an exaggeration anxiety, exaggerated anxiety. This will deprive you of the ability to practice virtue. All temptations united together ought not disturb your interior peace, not even momentarily. Sensitiveness and discouragement are the fruits of self-love. You should not become discouraged, but strive to make my love reign in place of your self-love. Have confidence, my child. Do not lose heart in coming for pardon, for I am always ready to forgive you. As often as you beg for it, you glorify my mercy. Ask for help. Ask for pardon. Don't hesitate. But to get depressed is not the will of God. Then respond, I understand what's the better thing to do, what pleased you more. But I re-encounter great obstacles in acting on this understanding. Not easy to understand things. It sounds simple, but not always easy to understand. Jesus says, my child, life on earth is a struggle indeed. Yeah. A great struggle for my kingdom. But fear not, because you are not unknown. I'm always supporting. So lean on me as you struggle, fearing nothing. Take a vessel of trust and draw from the fountain of life for yourself, but also for other souls, especially such as are disturbed, distrustful of my goodness. Not for herself, only for those who doesn't trust, believe in the mercy of God. So respond, O Lord, I feel my heart being filled with your love and the rays of your mercy and love peacing my soul. I go, Lord, at your command. I go to conquer souls. Sustained by your grace, I am ready to follow you, Lord, not only to Tabor, but also to Calvary. I decide to lead souls to the font of your mercy, so that the splendor of your mercy may be reflected in all souls, and the home of our Father be filled to overflowing, And when the enemy begins to attack me, I shall take refuge behind the shield of your mercy. Now this conversation, the second conversation, is with a perfect soul. Faustina. My Lord and Master, I decide to converse with you. Jesus. Speak, my beloved child, for I'm always listening. I wait for you. What do you decide to say? The soul. Lord, first let me pour out my heart in your feet in a frequent anointing of gratitude for the many blessings which you have lavished upon me. Even if I wanted to, I could not count them. I only recall that there has never been a moment in my life in which I have not experienced your protection and goodness. Jesus says, your words please me, and your thanksgiving opens up new treasures for graces. But my child, we should talk in more detail about the things that lie in your heart. Let us talk confidentially and frankly as two hearts that love one another too. Faustina. Oh, my merciful Lord, there are secrets in my heart which no one knows or will ever know except you, because even if I wanted to reveal them, no one would understand me. Your minister knows some because I confess them to him, but he knows only the bit of these mysteries, and I am capable of revealing the rest remaining between us for eternity. Oh my Lord, you have covered me with the cloak of your mercy, pardoning my sins. Though not once did you refuse your pardon, you always have pity on me, giving me a new life of grace. To prevent doubt, you have entrusted me to the loving care of your church, that tender mother, who in your name assures me to the truth of faith and watches lest I wander. Especially in the tribunal of your mercy does my soul meet an ocean of favors, though you did not give the fallen angels time to repent or prolong the game their time of mercy. Oh my Lord, you have provided saintly priests to show me the sure way. Jesus, there is one more secret in my life, the deepest and dearest to my heart. It is yourself when you come to my heart under the appearance of the bread. Herein lies the whole secret of my sanctity, the Blessed Sacrament. Here my heart is so united with yours as to be but one. There are no more secrets, because all that is yours is mine, and all that is mine is yours. Such is the omnipotence and the miracle of your mercy. All the tongues of men and of angels united could not find words adequate to this mystery of your love and mercy, the Blessed Sacrament. When I contemplate this mystery, my heart falls into a new ecstasy. In silence, I felt I tell you everything, Lord, because the language of love is without words. Not a single stirring of my heart escapes me. O Lord, the extent of your great condescension has awakened in my soul an even greater love for you, the sole object of my love. The life and union manifests itself in perfect purity, deep humility, gentle silence, and a great zeal for the salvation of souls. On my sweetest, oh, my sweetest note, you watch over me each moment and inspire me as to how I should act in a precise situation when my heart weighs between two things. You yourself frequently intervened in the resolutions of a difficulty, countless times by means of a sudden enlightenment you have given me to know what is the more pleasing to you. Oh, how numerous are the instances of forgiveness about which no one knows. How often you have poured into my soul courage and perseverance to go forward. It is you yourself who removed obstacles from my road, intervening directly in the actions of people. O Jesus, everything I have said to you is but a pale shadow of what is taking place in my heart. O my Jesus, how ardently I desire the conversions of sinners. You know what I'm doing for them to win them for you. Every offense against you wounds me deeply. I spare neither strength nor health, nor knife itself in defense of your kingdom. Although my efforts may remain invisible on earth, they are no less valuable in the eyes. O Jesus, I want to bring souls to the font of your mercy, to draw the reviving water of life with the vessel of trust. The soul desirous of more of God's mercy should approach God with great trust. And if a trust in God is unlimited, then the mercy of God towards it will be likewise limitless. O my God, who knows every beat of my heart, you know how eagerly I desire that all hearts should beat for you alone, that every soul glorify the greatness of your mercy. Now the response of Jesus. My beloved child, delight of my heart, your words are dearer and more pleasing to me than the angelic chorus. All the treasures of my heart are open to you. Take from this heart all that you need for yourself and for the whole world. For the sake of your love, I withhold the just chastisements which mankind has deserved. A single act of pure love pleases me more than a thousand imperfect prayers. One of your sights of love atones for many offenses with which the Godness overwhelmed me. The smallest act of virtue has unlimited value in my eyes because of your great love for me. In a soul that lives on my love alone, I reign as in heaven. I watch over it day and night. In it, I find my happiness. My ear is attentive to each request of its heart. Often I anticipate the request. O child, especially beloved by me, apply to my eye, apple of my eye, rest a moment near my heart and taste of the love in which you will delight for all eternity. Next time we continue. So it's so important. Have the heart for Jesus. Always have the trust. And Jesus is always listening. Remember, we don't have trust so much because you ask someone 2 minutes and they're not responding and then you say Jesus is not listening. That's wrong. She, you know, so much temptations all her life. So always have the trust. So the divine mercy is herself living this real mercy. Mercy of yourself. We are miserable, but trust in the Lord. Okay? We say the chapter 20. Eternal Father, I love you.